welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. We have Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne, let's get right into it. I understood that you're just scheduled for half hour, but if you wanted to, you can go longer than that. Depends on your schedule. I'm sure you're busy. Let's get into the major issues that you need to discuss.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this interview is about politics. Is this interview about medicine? I see you're an MD. I'm fascinated to hear what we're talking about today.
We do both. In fact, I do 15 hours of programming a week, plus I also have a live stream, premium channel, YouTube, and Vimeo premium channels. We talk about everything. We have, for example, in the first hour today, Harley Schlanger from Berlin talking about politics. We have experts on Jim Fetzer, of course, and Mike Palachek and his book series, Moonrock Books. They talk about lots of things about the bizarre situations in our current politics and their false narrative of what's going on. I would like to talk about the political issues right now, so let's go into that.
Right. Well, I mean, what's the question? Is the world turning upside down? I don't know what the question is. It's Brexit.
I know that your promo that you did with the placement agency that actually brought you on the program, what's going on with the election cycle, the craziness that's happening right now, and where do you see this turning? Because in the next 2 weeks, we're either going to get the Hildebeest, I call her the dragon, or we're going to have the dragon slayer in, and then you're going to have to start emptying the swamp. Things are pretty bizarre because the actions of Obama and Hillary could bring about a possibility of war. We have crazy financial policies that Obama's done that basically trashed the country, and Obamacare is blowing up literally before the election day. There's so many issues going on. What do you think are the most important that you see on the geopolitical front for America and worldwide?
Well, I literally wrote the book on it. It's called Angry White Male. It's a nationwide bestseller. And Angry White Male is about the Donald Trump phenomenon and how we've got to save the middle class and save America and save the U.S. economy from these Muslim sympathizers and communists that are running the country today. And, for 8 years, when you called Obama communist, you got called a racist. I'm not sure what they can call me now because I think Hillary's a communist, too. They're all Marxist sympathizers and Muslim sympathizers. They're trying to take capitalism down. The latest WikiLeaks that came out shows they literally hate Christians. They had lists of Muslims to appoint to government positions and cabinet positions, and they were having arguments amongst themselves. Make sure they're only Muslims. Don't let them be Middle Easterners or Arabs of Christian descent. Many right. Lebanese are of Christian descent. These are the things they're saying to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So, by the way, my
family were very nice Lebanese Christians. And,
there you go. And some of my best friends are Lebanese Christians. They're great people. And and many of them tell me stories of how their families were murdered and raped by Muslims in Lebanon and chased out of Lebanon. And so they warned me, do not let these people come to America. And so the idea that Hillary would want to bring in 500,000 new Muslims from Syria at a cost of $400 billion is such mental illness that you just you'd have to hate America.
Well, it's not mental illness, it's spiritual illness, because it's not even if you're greedy, you wouldn't do this. They're trying to literally, just like Obamacare wasn't designed to provide health care for people, it would have controlled costs first. It was designed to actually kill older people, which is postnatal abortion. It was designed to melt down the healthcare system in America and make sure it's not the pressing system on the planet. It was designed to destroy healthcare networks and not to fix the system or rationalize the system. It was to blow it up. And the same thing is, they don't really like Muslims. They're just useful idiots to be using these positions to destroy the current Judeo-Christian ethic and the constitutional basis of the republic. It's not because they like Muslims. Muslims, in fact, are on their hit list. Once they get their objectives, they want to get rid of them as well.
Yeah, well, either way, it's a pretty clear objective. And, one of the few people who can explain all this, why they think like this, because so many of my friends and fans and listeners are always asking, well, Wayne, why would anybody think like this? And I can only answer what the main chapter, I think, the most important chapter in Angry White Male, my new book, is about my years at Columbia University. I spent 4 years there. I graduated valedictorian in my high school and wound up being accepted into Columbia. It was my proudest moment in life for my parents and me. And then when I get there, I'm a butcher's son who's got no money and who's been taught by my father that America is the greatest nation in world history. And once I get into Columbia, the keys to the city are mine, and I'll get rich and I'll get successful, and it shows you how great America is. And I get to Columbia, what do I find? There are no other blue-collar kids. There are no other working-class kids. They're almost all, to a man and woman, little rich spoiled brats. I call them lucky sperm club kids. And every one of them has been born in a lap of luxury. They landed down the right chimney through pure luck. And they hate America. Hate America. That's the irony. I'm the poor kid. I love America. I believe I'm going to get rich in America, and I did, by the way. And these kids are already rich without ever, you know, raising a finger or going to work one day. And instead of being happy, they hate America. And these are the kids that are now running America. These are Obama's administrative appointments. These are cabinet members. All the kids I went to Columbia with, they're in the media, the heads of the media. They hated America. They said so out loud. They couldn't stand this country, and they wanted to take this country down. And that's who's running the country now, and that's the problem.
That's part of one of the reasons why, for example, when we look at the demographics of supporting Hillary, you have poor people that have their hand out, number one, but you also have educated women because they've gone to universities like this, and they've been converted into these what we call agnostic communists that believe in social and geopolitical correctness, which is that they're not going to use their logical or reasonable soul to deal with the fact that the Constitution is not a living document. They're going to basically have an agenda that has nothing to do with even maintaining the human race in the future. Because people, these women don't understand that 93% of abortions worldwide are female. They don't realize that the future doesn't need females. People don't realize that. A century from now, do you think that the female race in the lower caste needs to exist? Of course not. They want a drone class that will only be produced through laboratories. And the problem is, you see, when you say angry white male, the white males, who doesn't carry the monoamine oxidase 2 gene, have been the keepers of civilizations throughout Europe and America, and we're the ones that are stabilizing influence even in Russia. People don't understand that without the angry white males, there wouldn't be a constitutional republic that are fighting against the oligarchy of the royals of Europe, and there wouldn't be United States of America or any Western republics like that are gradually been socialized, like the country of Canada, which is now pretty red, and Australia and New Zealand. And America is being taken down one step by another until eventually it's just a whoredom. It really is pretty bad, isn't it?
It's terrible. And, I wrote, I think the key thing I wrote in Angry White Male was just what was it that made America great? Well, I was taught as a kid growing up on the Bronx borderline in a little town called Mount Vernon, New York. I was taught by my butcher dad and my homemaker mom that what made America great was God and country and family and American exceptionalism. I was taught we were living on amazing, blessed soil by God. This is the greatest nation in world history because God wanted it that way. I was taught to believe in the Constitution. I was taught to believe in capitalism. I was taught to believe in Judeo-Christian values. And I learned to love the military and the police. Now, you tell me, take that entire list I just gave you, and can anyone argue that every single thing I was taught to believe in and that made America great, aren't all of them under attack today? Aren't the police under attack? Aren't the military under attack? Isn't the Constitution under attack? Isn't Judeo-Christian values under attack? Isn't God and family under attack? Marriage under attack? Everything I believe in, and most of all, capitalism. We spent 8 years being raped and murdered, literally, financially. I won't say, you know, people aren't being murdered, but financially, the middle
financially,
class is being wiped off the face of the earth by Obama and his socialist cabal. So capitalism is hated by these people.
Now, people have to understand what's really going on, if you want to collect all this together, is it's a form of geopolitical Satanism. The idea that you destroy the family, destroy the individual, eventually make even wild reproduction illegal, destroy the national borders. I mean, Hillary Clinton, for example, it's amazing to me that they're still having an election cycle. How come with all the stuff that's come out from Project Veritas and the O'Keefe and the voter fraud and the 12th dump of the WikiLeaks, there should not even be an election right now with Hillary Clinton running as a presidential candidate. The fact that we do it is an embarrassment. The fact that we have someone who's hell-bent on opening borders and bringing 550% more Muslims into the country that are non-vetted, and she said privately, we can't vet them. She doesn't care if it kills Americans. In fact, she's waiting for the unraveling of Obamacare so they can have a totalitarian system where they can force vaccinate you. Now, how many vaccines do you think they have in the works? Just make a number guess.
Oh, who knows? Unlimited.
No. I'll give you the number, okay, right now. Yeah. As of last year, it was 271. Many of these vaccines are against cancer, but there's also against behavior. Did you know DARPA developed a vaccine against the NMDA receptor and the God genes to switch off the higher centers of your brain that make you want to seek God? Did you know that DARPA developed that? Did you know that they have vaccines to actually change human behavior?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. And I'm an expert in all these areas, and I can tell you, what's going on is a very dark future indeed. People don't understand that. People like Hillary Clinton, see, I believe that women have the right to be sterile, but they don't have the right to abortion. It's not genetically them. And I can tell you this because, you know, as I gave my testimony like I did last weekend, and I won't get into the details, I know intimately all about abortion, right up to late-term abortion. Even 93% of abortionists don't support late-term abortion to the moment of delivery. But Hillary Clinton does, and so does Obama.
Yes, she does.
Right.
Yes,
and by the way, Obama, even in the Illinois legislature, defended postnatal abortion up to 2 years of age. So if the child has a genetic defect or a problem, he believes in killing the child even after they're born. Okay?
Amazing.
That's how amazing the evil they are, even when they compare them to abortionists that do first trimester and even second trimester abortions. So you got to understand...
I was just going to say the good news is I have a friend who is Jewish and liberal,
right.
And his daughter is Jewish and liberal, but she works as an elementary school teacher, I believe kindergarten, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And he told me that miracle of all miracles, after watching the third presidential debate last Wednesday
right.
night,
right.
she decided to vote for Donald Trump. And she was planning to vote for Hillary. She's a lifelong Democrat, but she's a kindergarten teacher. She loves little children. And she said, I've never heard anything so disgusting in my life as Hillary's, like, desire, her happiness. She was almost giddy at the prospect of killing a child to the last day.
Well, let me tell you something really bizarre and evil about this woman. Remember, she's not just a normal human being. Her family were Rodhams, were basically wizards and warlocks for many centuries. And they offered their child up, Hillary Clinton, to be exposed to what's called snuff, where they do satanic ceremonies and they kill children on an obsidian altar and then they make them drink the blood and eat the flesh and put them through satanic, if you want to call it indwelling, by doing satanic ceremonies. And the favorite thing that Hillary gets off on most is actually seeing real live snuff. We're not talking about snuff films. We're talking about snuffing children in ceremonies, just satanic ceremonies. People don't want to grasp that we're not in just a grip of greedy people who want to control anything. We're not just in a grip of people that are control freaks because she's a paranoid control freak. We're dealing with a grip of evil. And people don't want to call it evil. They don't want to call it Satanism. They don't want to call it globalism. It's literally a marriage between Satanism. And it's not just anti-capitalist, anti-human. This is really, really disgusting. And people need to grasp this. We're not dealing with a system that says, hey, we want to have health care for everybody like ancient Israel. Because remember, I'm a descendant from Cohen's. The tithe was not ever meant for the church. It was meant to make sure the Cohen's never went into business. They were the high priests that would go to the Holy of Holies when they drew straws out of the 22 families. They were the health providers. So you call a doctor and he'd come to your home day or night and they never had to pay a fee. And he also were the public health condemners of a home. It was full of mold and you had to burn the house to the ground because the only thing we get rid of the mold is to burn it to the ground and rebuild a new home. They did this so that the Cohen's wouldn't go into business. The fact is that we have a system right now where we have this dialectic of it's communist and socialist, whatever. I have a plan that would mesh what Donald wants to have competition with a plan to have value-added tax in healthcare, where you just have salaries for the health providers, you would not have malpractice, you could start off being an EMT and become a surgeon, and you could train laterally. The problem is there's a solution to every one of these problems that's godly, and it's usually simple and it's inexpensive. But the globalists don't want it. They want to increase environmental pollution. They want to do fracking with chemicals when you can use microwave fracking. They want to put carbon credits out when they're not going to stop real pollutants that are killing the environment. There's 100,000 dead zones in the ocean. They're not going to deal with that. They want to talk about carbon dioxide, so they're going to interfere with the oxygen carbon cycle. And the oxygen levels in the planet has dropped from 21 to 19% already. So these maniacs are not hell-bent on fixing things. They're hell-bent on satanically screwing it up and killing all of us, including I call global omnicide. And people need to grasp this. They need to go beyond the logic of, oh, they're just greedy like the Rothschilds that have half a quadrillion dollars of money. No. These people are not just control freaks. They're satanic mass murderers. And we need to grasp that. When Hillary tries to defend abortion right up to the moment of natural delivery, nobody in their logical mind, even abortionists, would agree with her. The vast majority, 93%, would say, I don't think that's a good idea. Okay? So people need to start grasping that this woman we call Hillary Clinton is really the whore of Babylon. She really is a satanic whore that's going to literally put everything up for sale in America like she already sold 20% of her uranium to Russia. It wasn't because we wanted to make real good deals and get money back to the Clinton Foundation to treat AIDS. It was because when and if they can force a nuclear war, we can get our uranium back, but it'll be in the form of nuclear bombs from Russia because Russia, who should be a natural ally, will be nuking us if she gets into office. That's
right.
How bad.
Well,
it is.
That was the point Donald Trump has made on many occasions. Hey, I'm not the best friend in the world of Putin. I never even met the guy. But Wouldn't it be nice if the two of us together wiped ISIS off the face of the earth? Isn't that a natural coalition?
Well, you know, right now Obama and the Air Force, and I saw the interview on 60 Minutes and had a lady who you can tell she had a South African accent on 60 Minutes. This lady was a seriously good interviewer. And she nailed the U.S. Air Force commander that would only collaborate with 15% of the calls for airstrikes because it was the official channels for the Iraqi government. She wouldn't work with the Peshmerga Kurdish forces or the Iraqi civilian militia. No, no, no. We're not going to deal with trying to the expansion to Mosul and Raqqa and other towns. No, no, no. We're going to move debris around, so we're going to bomb the same villages and towns that have already been bombed 300 times, and there's nobody there except we're going to move the debris around by telling the Air Force to drop bombs in places that are already turned into rubble. And when Russia started to move in there, they wanted to collaborate with us to actually get rid of ISIS. We do everything. We won't hit their wellheads, so we actually collaborate and make sure that America and NATO buys the oil from the G20 nation, buys the ISIS oil, so they have lots of money. We collaborate by literally the Israeli hospitals treat, and I've actually talked to anesthesiologists in the last 5 months that have treated people from ISIS that are injured in battles with Russian and American forces inadvertently, or Syrian forces, and they get treated in Israeli hospitals. I mean, I like the Toy Story. Toys are us. How about terrorists are us? We pretend to be against ISIS when we are fostering and growing them. And it's not just leaving a vacuum so they can grow like Donald Trump says. No, no, no. There's a town near Amman, Jordan, and even the king of Jordan, who's a Hashemite, who claims to be a direct descendant of Muhammad, he's freaked out because he used to be a British tank commander in the British Armed Forces. This guy has enough clues, even though he's Muslim, to say, this is suicidally stupid. And they even trained in a town near Amman that ISIS is being trained by Israeli, by GS4, and by Academy, which is Blackwater Security and CIA. And even this idiot, McCain, actually poses with him back in 2011, so proud of the fact that here we are with our ISIS buddies. I mean, give me a break, you know? And then we try to pretend that we're going to collaborate. The Russians know they can see through this fabrication. They know we don't give a damn whether or not Russians in their theater in downtown Moscow get blown up by Muslim terrorists. The Russians at least knew how to deal with the forces in Chechnya and so on, say, hey, we can either wipe you out or you can make a deal and become part of us. And that's how they dealt with Chechnya. Instead, they know to deal with these guys that are supported by Qatar, who gave $1 million to Bill Clinton on his damn birthday, and instead of returning the money like Donald Trump says, these maniacs and Hillary, now it's her birthday today, I wonder what money she's going to get from these son of bitches. Is she going to get a big check, too, from Saudi Arabia or Qatar just because it's her B-Day? I mean,
well,
damn it.
Here's the sad part, Bill. You're talking truth, and you're talking raw honesty, and you're talking a lot of things that I consider way above the pay grade of the average American who's been dumbed down by public schools.
Not if they listen to the show. If they listen to the show and they don't turn off or start spitting curse words at the radio because they're going to hear it, I don't give a damn. I don't care if people hate me. I love people because I consider most people geopolitically little children. They really don't get it, but they don't realize by not getting it, they're literally committing a form of geopolitical and personal suicide, because the long-term consequences of allowing the Democratic Party to exist and allowing monsters like Hillary Clinton to take over and the globalists like George Soros to affect our elections, including our voting machines, is the end of America. It means devastation. It means no recharging 48 million people's EBT cards. It means literally white against black. It means mass violence, the rise of neo-Nazism. You piss off white people, and you have mass killing of whites because they have a Trump sign. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You'll see things deteriorate here like you've never seen anywhere. And I don't want to see that. I want Americans of all colors and nationalities to work together for a better America.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need before fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Is here. And by the way, if you disagree with us, as I say, come into my cage match, because I will give you a verbal and intellectual vivisection, and I won't use anesthetic. I will be beyond vicious in terms of taking you apart into little tiny pieces, and I won't be nice. And the reason is that it's like collectively passing an axe to a madman in the middle of a lifeboat saying, "Oh, I gotta let the water in the center of the boat or you'll all die." And you grab his arms and you pull the axe out of his hands and say, "Now, we're going to tie you up in the corner of the boat and we're all going to survive, because in a couple hours the Coast Guard's going to come and they're going to tow us off somewhere safe and we're all going to be warm tonight. Besides, we're freezing to death out here in the ocean and it's starting to kick up a lot of spray and it's raining." Now, you don't let the man or woman with the axe, which, by the way, anybody that supports Hillary Clinton is that axe woman or axe man. So you need to get toe-to-toe with people, and you need to get vicious. People need to not be passive. You know, one of the things that I see now is young people are afraid to be shunned. People are afraid to be socially, you know, or intellectually, incorrect. Oh, my gosh, you can't say that about both Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. You can't say that she's satanic. You can't say that her policies. When it's even open now with Project Veritas and the Democratic National Committee, and they say, yeah, it's perfectly legal what we're doing, when we have people like Newt Gingrich and other people that come on and they just say, are you kidding me? This is totally illegal. So I have people that have to understand this. People that support Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, they are doers of evil. And they need to be confronted before this election. And we need to do it in a way that is what we call socially inappropriate. We need to do it in a way that's confrontational. And we need it in a way that's not tolerant of this kind of craziness. Because this is crazy behavior that puts us all in danger. All of us. I mean, if you have another 100 million people in the next couple of years, and maybe 600 million of it's estimated in the Western world that could become part of America in the next decade because of what Hillary's going to do. If she stacks the Supreme Court, forget about the idea of having public Christianity in America. Forget about the idea of restraining anything in America. Forget about the idea of even having an economy. They'll move everything overseas, and America will be a third world country, banana republic. It'll be so damn corrupt. You'll think moving to a cartel-run area of Mexico is a living dream. That, I mean, it really is that bad. So, you know, I know people say, well, I had one gentleman try to rebuke me last week and say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're inciting violence. No, I'm not. I'm inciting telling people go to your local sheriff and get armed to the teeth and getting out of the big cities and getting food supplies and nutraceuticals and getting yourself healthy and strong. I'm telling you to never accept a Hillary presidency, ever, no matter how they try to shove her down our throat, and never accept the idea that we're going to go down the toilet. People have to understand that we need to use legal means and other means. We need to use means like connecting with your sheriff to make sure that we don't tolerate this BS. What do you think of that, Wayne? Because I don't think people realize that we have a duty to fight against this tyranny. And what Hillary represents is the end of America.
Well, look, here's what I would say. I just, you know, I'm the star political columnist in the Las Vegas newspaper nowadays, one of the top 25 newspapers in America. And I just got that gig in September, and I write things in my columns that no one's ever seen in a major newspaper before.
That's good.
And I just wrote this morning's column. I mentioned that, you know, for 8 years I've been saying that Barack Obama has destroyed the American economy, destroyed the middle class, destroyed middle class jobs, put us in such levels of despair. The only good statistic is the stock market, and that was created by producing tremendous amounts of money printing and debt that all of our kids and grandkids owe back. And the other great stat is jobs. He claims he's created so many jobs, and I believe they're only jobs if you want to clean a toilet bowl and you're an illegal alien.
They're jobs. What he's done is, if you can only get 25 hours of work, now you got to work two more part-time jobs with no bennies. So they'll say you got three jobs, when in fact they're only like 5 or 10 hours a week, because your employer can't employ you with benefits at 40 hours a week. So there's not more jobs, there's more Mick jobs. How's that?
Correct.
So your websites again are Wayne Allyn Root.
Website is rootsforamerica.com. I'm Wayne Root. Root for America, and the book is Angry White Male. You can get it at Amazon or any fine bookstore.
Yeah, Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Laura in Michigan, go ahead with your question or statement. Yes, go ahead.
A friend called me. She's with a national group against mandatory vaccines, okay? And she told me that I could tell people that Dr. Wakefield talked to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump said he pledges he will not ever make vaccines mandatory.
Wakefield actually talked to Trump, and Trump has got a brain. And I can tell you, Wakefield got persecuted by the medical profession and by other people for making statements based on facts. And I'll give you a couple of facts here, and stay on the line so don't disappear. Firstly, guess who did the original research in mercury? It's a multiple guess question with one correct answer. Dr. Deagle, and a dental pathologist in 1980, 36 years ago. Dr. Murray Vimy. I was at the time at the University of Calgary. I got a call from the registrar of the College of Physicians and Surgeons who threatened to pull my license for actually providing equations on the toxicology of mercury amalgams, because we had a mercury sniff meter and a mercury microvoltmeter across the teeth amalgams. I didn't do the actual testing of the patients. I just provided the equations, and I got threats. So I assisted Dr. Vimy. That research has continued at the Menninger Institute in Germany, and the University of Calgary is now a world-class center on mercury toxicity. Mercury blocks what's called the beta subunit of neurotubulin, and it cuts off your dendrites. The state of California passed a law that mercury is so toxic that they can't have it in vaccines in children under three, but when they ran out of vaccines, the governor of California, who's an idiot, passed an executive order that they could use vaccines that were for children over three, for children under three, because they ran out of the mercury-free vaccines. You need to understand that when you use heavy metals, there's a number of gene polymorphisms, and I'm an expert on it, that if you have these, and by the way, if you're black or Hispanic, you're three times more likely to develop a post-vaccine autistic syndrome, and I can tell you precisely what it is. It's called BOF, or brain on fire. The heavy metals upregulate the production of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, and you can measure these in their blood. You can see changes in their quantitative electroencephalogram, their SPECT blood flow scan, their positron emission tomography scan, and neuropsychological testing. All these are objective tests to prove that you've screwed up their brain, and their brain can stay upregulated inflammatory changes with upregulated microglia for decades after you've vaccinated these kids with stack vaccines, especially if you have a catechol-methyltransferase 1 gene polymorphisms and other polymorphisms dealing with free radicals. The fact is that Donald Trump has a brain. Hillary Clinton will make a potential right now, as of last year, this is not just this year, 271 vaccines that can even alter human behavior, vaccines against cancer, all kinds of crazy vaccines. Most of them, they call it a vaccine, but they're actually inserting DNA into your body, like the Gardasil, that make your body generate the antigen. By inserting the genes to create the antigen into your tissue, they can cause pseudotumor cerebri, which is a brain syndrome where you get intracranial hypertension, autoimmune diseases, dysautonomia, neurovascular collapse, where you get basically hypoxic bradycardia and all kinds of autonomic disorders, dysautonomia. This is just not acceptable. And when I hear people like yourself that raise these issues, I think it's really important that people kind of grasp that this is not open to discussion. If some knucklehead doctor or so-called physiologist thinks that they can counteract my knowledge in this area, they're an idiot, and I'm going to put them in an intellectual chokehold and stop the blood flow of stupid ideas to their very small brain. How's that?
See, well, she explained it to me. Hillary wants mandatory, not only for the babies, but also for senior citizens.
Exactly, and the California state wants to do it, too. In fact, they try to do it with healthcare workers that work with children already in California, so that the child care workers have to be vaccinated. It's based on this idea of herd immunity. If vaccines were so GD good, why don't they just give the vaccines to the people that want to be protected if they think they're so wonderful? And they don't measure specific markers. You need to have a marker using radio-labeled T lymphocytes to say that they increase an anamnestic population of T lymphocytes that would block the pathogen and kill it. No one's ever tested this in any animal or human vaccine, ever. If you look at vaccines for against flu, it's proven that middle-aged people and senior citizens never, ever get an immune response producing IgG and IgM antibodies that could potentially help. But again, remember, it's not just antibodies, it's a T lymphocyte clone that has to increase in population due to a secondary exposure to a viral challenge that had been pre-sensitized. So this idea that they've actually tested vaccines and know they're efficacious, they know they're full of crap. How's that?
Right. Well, you have the single payer, the insurance that Hillary wants. She said, have you? Because they'll say, if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to get insurance.
Okay, first off, they tie single payer. Now, I want Trump's competitive system so you can have competitive health care. But my idea, and I'll give the specific points of it, it's not single payer. I don't want single payer like they talk about, like just health care like Canada, which again has fee-for-service and the other noxious sides, because they kill people like crazy in Canada. They euthanize like crazy, and they push abortion like crazy. What I want is a system where you have, like the ancient Cohens, a value-added tax like the ancient tithe. That would go back to the county, where a group of citizens and doctors would hire people based on salary. That salary would be have a number of riders. Number one, years of experience and training, innovation in care, quality of care of the, with markers to determine how good your services were. And if the doctors wanted to, because of their physical health or they want to work part-time, if they're a female doctor and want to have a family, they could work 3 half-days a week, and it's totally their business. There'd be no malpractice. There'd be mediation. There would be teams of people, so you'd have not just a medical doctor. You'd have, you know, psychologists, functional medicine doctors, herbologists, naturopaths, etc., all working as teams on specific complex cases. So my training, which includes, you know, basically 4+ decades of learning functional medicine, would mean the doctors would have an extra 2 to 3 years of training. They'd never be able to specialize until they did that. You could allow alternate training pathways so someone could start off as an Army medic and become a vascular surgeon. It's their damn business if they can go to a center of excellence and learn how to do it. And you'd have nurse practitioners who could become physicians or obstetricians or whatever. You wouldn't have to be stuck in a specific level. And you'd subspecialize so that your skill sets in that subspecialty, you could then take referral cases because you're an expert on, let's say, advanced multiple sclerosis or high-risk pregnancy. So we have a system that's basically too expensive because our procurement and pushing of drugs, which many of them are useless, other ones are being held up. There's 4,000 to 5,000 drugs that the fatal drugs allow people are holding up that could be beneficial. But remember, what about nutraceuticals? Are people realizing if they just even contact me for hundreds of protocols to deal with health issues, none of my protocols have any drugs? And we're talking about turning off AIDS, hepatitis, reducing blood viscosity, reversing brain injury with a combination of technology and nutraceuticals. And there are a few places where drugs are helpful, but it's only 20% of the time or less. And the more knowledge we have in terms of functional medicine, genetics, and nutraceuticals, the smaller that shrinking number of drugs would be. So the problem we have right now is we have a healthcare system that's designed to blow up. Hillary's idea of a single-payer system is a dictatorial system where she can dictate not only vaccines but drugs. And if you're a certain age and you don't take the drugs your doctor prescribes, they'll just cut you off and kill you. Or if you have a death panel like they have on Obamacare, they don't want to get rid of the death panels. If you're a 72-year-old male, and I talked about this with a vascular surgeon a couple of years ago about Obamacare, on the program, if you, and this is when I was over at Genesis, that if you are a 72-year-old male and you need a clipped aneurysm because you have a hypertensive crisis and you're getting a lacune or infarct, you're not going to get surgery because the ethics committee meets on Tuesday morning. By that time, you'll have assumed room temperature plus your blood volume will be replaced by formalin because you'll either be buried or damn well close to being buried that day. So what we have is eugenics and postnatal abortion calling it healthcare. We also have copays so that there are people trying to take care of their elderly parents where their deductible is so high for drugs, it's $14,000 in some states. So you're self-insured paying for extremely expensive drugs made in the same pill machines as Canadians that cost one-third the cost. But because it has not French and English, but English and Hispanic on the label, it's 3 times the cost even for generic drugs. And you can't import the drugs because the federal government tries to interfere so that the poor patient who might feel, even as I say, drugs are not ideal, but it's better than dying. You can't afford these drugs, and then if you can't afford a procedure, whether it's, say, a cataract surgery or another procedure, you just don't get it. Now, eventually what happens is you reduce the number of health providers that can provide these treatments, so eventually the system degrades to the point where there aren't specialists or clinics or technology even to address conditions or new innovation. It just doesn't exist. So you got to get away from fee-for-service, and you need to pay people based on innovation. And a cardiac surgeon should get the same fee whether they're cutting on your chest or talking to you by your lipid electrophoresis and how you can prevent yourself from developing a new plaque or increasing your calcium score in a particular artery in your heart. That is what needs to happen. And my plan, added to Donald Trump's plan to increase competition across state lines, will allow people, if they want to have private insurance and concierge plans, that's their own damn business. But if we want to have doctors and patients sign into a plan where a value-added tax would allow people to not worry about insurance because you wouldn't have it anymore, not worry about fee-for-service because it wouldn't exist anymore, not worry about state licensure because it would be gone, and you'd have less centers of excellence where someone who happens to be, let's say, a firefighter and they're trained, they want to become a surgeon, it's their own damn business. So, you know, that's what I want to see happen. And if we don't do that, by the way, the system will blow up and we'll kill a lot of people as the population ages. How's that?
Right. I can attest my granddaughters are not vaccinated. They're very, very healthy. Now, my daughter-in-law said...
The light is still in their eyes. Their brain is not on fire. I call it Bob, right. Brain on fire.
My daughter-in-law said she didn't like other kids to come over. They all have so many allergies now. They all come over with EpiPens, you know, and they got no peanut rooms
Listen, if you compare across the Rio Grande, you know, native Mexican kitties with relatively the same genetics as Texans that are vaccinated to death, they have 5 times more chance of being asthmatic, 5 times more chance of being autistic, 5 times more chance of dying of a serious intercurrent infection as a child, because, and they're literally exposed to filth and don't have any vaccines. This is across the Rio Grande River, and they're genetically basically identical people. Now, if you do the genetic polymorphisms, if I get a 23andMe and Prometheus, I can tell you which kids, black, Hispanic, and so on, are 3 to 5 times more likely than white kids who have less of these polymorphisms of turning autistic when exposed to stack vaccines. So if people think it's open to discussion, they're freaking idiots. And someone like Deagle, like me, will take them down to Chinatown. And I am not patient about this anymore. I've been doing work on this for 36 years. I was threatened to have my license pulled even for providing equations and technology to Dr. Vimy, who later on, by the way, Dr. Hal Huggins used our research and the Menninger Institute in research in Germany further confirmed our research and showed that the beta subunit of neurotubulin is cutting off and literally snipping the dendrites if you have mercury poisoning, whether it's mercury amalgams in your teeth or mercury vaccines. And they have to understand it's not okay. It's not freaking okay. It's also not okay to stick DNA in people with unstable plasmids thinking it's a Gardasil vaccine, but it's an unstable plasmid with no genetic control. How the hell are you going to turn off those genes when those plasmids not only reproduce inside the cell, not just in the nucleoplasm, but throughout the cell itself, or even in the intracellular space, and have all kinds of epigenetic effects? We have no freaking idea what it's going to do to the body. You know, and people pretend they're really expert and so on. That's why I like to take down what I call the incredible shrinking doctor or PhD. I start asking, not ASK, AXE, them questions. And believe me, when I'm finished, whether it's in a court of law or on the phone or live on radio, it's not pleasant what I do to them.
You know what else? They're preying on lower income, uneducated women. It's in Michigan, you have to go in for an hour to the health department to explain why you don't vaccinate. So my daughter-in-law...
Well, you know, they want to browbeat you. Then the doctor will say, well, you're just not being reasonable. You don't want your child to die of such and such. We have antipathogenics. Right. For example, if you give your child daily Nutri-Silver, if you give them things like our Nutri-Defense to build up your natural killer cell activity, you don't need to give these vaccines. Firstly, the vaccine, the theory is that if you create an IgG or IgM antibody, you're going to prevent infection. There's no proof of that. None. You have to have an anamnestic increase in the population of natural killer cells, because the only way to kill a pathogen is superoxide anion radical that's 100 million degrees. You can't kill it with antibodies. You can opsonize it with the complement fixation system. It doesn't kill it. Whether it's a virus, bacteria, you can block the receptor binding domain with things like our Nutri-Defense with anhydrous polyphenol. But you can't kill it. You have to kill it with a cell. Now, if you have radio-labeled, positronically labeled antibodies, and you actually do what's called an antibody scan, which I know how to make the nutraceutical, the pharmaceutical for was positron scan, you could prove that there's an increase in the anamnestic population of T lymphocytes that would actually kill a pathogen. No one's ever done that for an animal or human vaccine, ever, which means the specific benchmarks and protocols to determine if any vaccine ever developed is effective in increasing the T cell population. No one's ever done it. No one. And this is disturbing because just creating an antibody, and then when you actually take things like, say, the flu vaccine, the only population that gets relatively some antibody response are between, say, 20 and 35. And it only lasts for 10 to 12 weeks, which means if your theory is right, after 10 weeks to 12 weeks, and there's no detectable increase in antibody concentration, there's no protection. And that's even just saying that they think antibodies help, when it doesn't. It doesn't block pathogen entry to attach to the receptor binding domain or multiply intracellularly or burst and affect the cell complex of the reticular activating system in the cell. It doesn't do a damn thing. Okay? So I'm very disturbed by this. You know, there's a few vaccines I think have some effect. The tetanus vaccine. But remember now, they even contaminated the tetanus vaccine when the World Health Organization went to the Philippines and South Africa, and they made it develop antibodies against the human chorionic gonadotropin to attack the first stage of pregnancy. So they actually were giving people, women, these vaccines, supposedly for tetanus, which, by the way, they didn't give to men, which were more likely to get punctured using farm implements, and it would sterilize them. And there were 70,000-plus women that the Philippines filed for the International Court of Justice in The Hague, and they won. This is back in the 90s. The Kenyan Doctors Association in South Africa 3 years ago discovered that they were doing the same thing, and by the time they discovered, they'd already vaccinated 2.7 million Kenyan women with these contaminated tetanus vaccines. So the tetanus vaccine, that might have been one of the few that actually is beneficial, they contaminated the damn thing to sterilize them. What do you think of that?
Yeah, isn't tetanus technically just if you're around horses, not cows?
It's an anaerobic bacteria. If you're taking our nutraceuticals, remember now, our nutraceuticals are stronger than any antibiotic. We have the Edgar Cayce diatomic, monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine, the most powerful antipathogenic. We have a NutriSilver, which is my silver that I developed based on research from my other colleagues that are top-notch in the area of mineral delivery. It's the only angstrom ionic mineral that's hydrogenated to make it alkaline, and then it's wrapped in a liposomal enzymatic envelope. There's the only technology in the world like it. And then we have the Allicin Med, which comes from our source in Germany, that gives you 200 milligrams more than Alamed. That's been a drug for 25 years with Peter Jostling in Britain. It's prescribed on a prescription in Europe, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand. And it kills off not just bacteria, but gram-negative, gram-positive. It kills off anaerobes, it kills off fungi, it kills parasites. And by the way, it also stops all biting insects from biting you. So if you're worried about Zika virus biting you, or ticks, if you're in a tick-infested area, and by the way, the whole country is now, you need to take Allicin Med, and you won't get even bitten by insects, by ticks, by biting insects. So simple measures like giving your child NutriSilver every day and giving them, open up a capsule of NutriDefense, periodically giving them some Allicin Med in their food. The same thing, by the way, goes with your pets. You want to stop parvovirus B19 or some other heartworm or some other pathogen. Most people don't realize Chagas spirochetosis is killing 100 million people in the next 25 years. They'll all develop terminal heart failure simply caused by the spirochete causing a dilatory cardiomyopathy. And guess what? I have nutraceuticals that will stop it cold, and the conventional doctors have nothing. Nothing. So, stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Her was brave. She brought the issue of vaccines. And, if you disagree with me on any topic, please come into my cage, because I'm going to make sure it's maximally unpleasant. Now, if you have a point, I want to listen because I want to learn. And I want to do what's called Vulcan Mind Meld. If you have an area of expertise which I don't know, let's say jet aircraft or, financial systems and transactions, by all means teach me. But realizing I have photographic memory, I'm going to absorb everything you say, and I'm going to ask AXE, not ASK, you questions, to make sure it's an integrated logical thesis that makes sense. For example, there's no logical thesis behind what Hillary's going to plan for America. There's no logical thesis for Obamacare, except destruction. There's no way of tweaking it to make it work better other than pouring more money down the drain. It's like, are you kidding me? And healthcare doctors, you know, they're in panic mode. I have belonged for years to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, and they are filing all kinds of briefs and documents. They're completely freaked out. Thank God I'm not in public practice now. I provide free consults to people by email. I provide functional medicine consults by phone and by, remote testing like QRMA and Metapathia and reviewing their records. And I can tell you, there is no shortage of stupidity. There's no shortage of ignorance. There's no shortage of bad planning in terms of whether it's health care insurance or the health plans. And when I hear the people say, oh, we don't want single payer. No. But single payer, how about we have value-added tax as an alternative? You want to tie to a value-added tax system? You'll never pay for premiums again because you're going to go to a specific clinic where the VAT pays for it and the doctors are signed in. They can never be sued, but if they're doing things wrong, they're going to get re-educated. And we need to have a system like that so that we can afford to take care of people. We don't want death panels. We don't want a system set up that's going to kill people. And the same thing with everything else. You want to have factories, we're moving toward robotics. If you want to have the best robotic factories in the world, you want them in America. You don't want them in a third world country. You don't want pollution and hydrofracking destroying the environment. Use microwave fracking. As I've stated on this show, you may find this a little hard to believe, there is not a problem, technical or otherwise, that I cannot give you an immediate and instantaneous answer or a framework to find the answer of any problem on Earth, including hydrofracking, the drought in Western United States, primary water, stopping terrorism, metadata use for preventing future terrorist activity of either homegrown or other terrorists. There's no issue that I cannot provide you an immediate and instantaneous answer or framework for an answer. The fact is the globalists or Satanists, they don't want a godly solution. And people say, well, do you know all these things yourself right now, Diego? I said, about 10%, maybe 20%. Most of it I get immediate inspiration when I literally stand in God's way and pray when you call in with a challenge, and I will provide you an instant solution because it's supernatural, which means God's with us. And you have to understand that we're in a time right now, we're in the birth pangs. We literally have running for office and trying to steal the election, which is very well could happen, despite the fact the majority of Americans probably want change, 76%, and want Donald Trump to win and be the dragon slayer. If Hillary Clinton comes in, there will be a revolution in this country. There'll be a geopolitical revolution. There'll be a pushback. There'll be a pushback against vaccines like many of the families here have had to pull their kids from school and do homeschooling because they're not going to let their child be destroyed in California by crazy vaccines to fry their brain and cause BOF or brain on fire. So there's not going to be a second chance, by the way. This election, either we win or it's going to get ugly. Grace or immediate judgment, how's that? So get in the way of people that think it's okay to vote for Hillary. Toe to toe, eyeball to eyeball, tell them how evil it is to support the Hildebeest. Don't tolerate it. And if they do shove her in, don't tolerate her and never submit to the Hildebeest presidency. Never.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.